come on, doesn't everyone cheat for money and power? God isn't persuaded. In the Haftarah for Vayetze, from Hosea 11 and 12, following the Sephardi tradition.
Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
For my people persists in its defection from me. When it is summoned upward, it does not rise at all. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How surrender you, O Israel? How can I make you like Adma, render you like Tsevoim? I have had a change of heart. All my tenderness is stirred. I will not act on my wrath, will not turn to destroy Ephraim, for I am God, not human, the Holy One in your midst. I will not come in fury. Adonai will roar like a lion, and behind Adonai they shall march. When God roars, God's children shall come fluttering out of the west. They shall flutter from Egypt like sparrows from the land of Assyria, like doves. And I will settle them in their homes, declares Adonai. Ephraim surrounds me with deceit, the house of Israel with guile. But Judah stands firm with God and is faithful to the Holy One. Ephraim tends the wind and pursues the gale. He is forever adding illusion to calamity. Now they make a covenant with Syria. Now oil is carried to Egypt. Adonai once indicted Judah and punished Jacob for his conduct, requited him for his deeds. In the womb, he tried to supplant his brother. Grown to manhood, he strove with a divine being. He strove with an angel and prevailed. The other had to weep and implore him. At Bethel, Jacob would meet him there to commune with him. Yet, Adonai, the God of hosts, must be invoked as Adonai. You must return to your God. Practice goodness and justice, and constantly trust in your God. A trader who uses false balances, who loves to overreach, Ephraim thinks, ha, I have become rich, I have gotten power. All my gains do not amount to an offense which is real guilt. I, Adonai, have been your God ever since the land of Egypt. I will let you dwell in your tents again as in the days of old when I spoke to the prophets. For I granted many visions and spoke parables through the prophets. As for Gilead, it is worthless. And to no purpose have they been sacrificing oxen in Gilgal. The altars of these are also like stone heaps upon a plowed field.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.